Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
You're tuned in to Let's Talk Urban with host Felicia Bradshaw
at Urban Grapevine Magazine Project,
your number one source for the hottest author in urban fiction talk. Get put on. Book it at let's.talk.urban1@gmail.com. Boom.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You have tuned into Let's Talk Urban's segment of Bedtime Babies. It is pre-recorded and hosted by author VSJ. And she's welcoming to Bedtime Babies author Cindy Freeland. Cindy Freeland's passion is teaching workshops, designing and managing Facebook pages, and helping authors get their books on Amazon. She has written many business books, including One-on-One Facebook for Business, Easy Guide to Your Facebook Business Page, and several children's books. Freeland lives in Bowie, Maryland, with her family and puppy, Juno. She enjoys crafts, painting, walking, swimming, shopping, animals, beaches, and baking. And we are thankful for having author Freeman on today's show. And we will now hear from Cindy reading.
Hello, moms, dads, grandparents, guardians, boys and girls. Welcome to Bedtime Babies. Tonight we'll be reading a story from author Cindy Freeland, and she'll be live reading her story tonight, Jordan and the Jellyfish. Cindy, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, Cindy, we would love to hear your story, Jordan and the Jellyfish. Whenever you're ready, please begin.
Okay. Thanks very much, Vanessa. Hello, this is author Cindy Freeland, and I'm going to be reading Jordan the Jellyfish on Bedtime Babies. Alyssa and Andrea were at Sandy Point State Park in Maryland with their mom. It was July 19th and Andrea's birthday. They could see the Chesapeake Bay Bridge in the distance. The sand was scorching hot and they walked with the blue and white cooler and green and purple striped chairs. They were wearing sandals, but the hot sand was getting under their feet as they walked, causing them to leave the cooler and the chairs behind so they could run to the water. The water cooled their feet enough for them to move their stuff a little closer with not-so-hot feet. They had to stop three times to cool their feet before they were able to get to their perfect spot on the beach. Once they found the perfect spot, they put down their stuff and the girls ran off into the water. Kids were playing with huge tubes and inflated alligators. Oops, there go a pair of pink flip-flops into the water. Two kids were burying a man in the sand, so only his head was showing. They were all laughing and happy. The girls played for hours in the water, but now it was time for lunch. Time for lunch, girls, Alyssa and Andrea's mom yelled. The girls ran out of the water and into the hot sand again. Mmm, yummy, I'm hungry, said Alyssa. Me too, said Andrea. They had chicken salad on rolls, watermelon all cut up with the seeds removed, and potato chips for lunch with water to drink. After they finished eating, they waited 15 minutes so they wouldn't get cramps. Then they ran back into the water to play again. A dog was playing in the water and having fun with the kids. The sun was shining. There was a slight breeze, and it wasn't too hot. It was a perfect day. The girls were having fun and a great time in the water until, ah! There was a loud scream. Andrea was screaming and crying. A huge jellyfish was hanging out of Andrea's swimsuit and stinging her leg. Her mom ran over to her and washed off the jellyfish, but Andrea was still crying from the pain. The jellyfish swam away. Andrea was lucky this time, as most jellyfish stings are not harmful. She will just be uncomfortable, and her leg will feel like the combination of a bee sting and a bad sunburn. Jordan, the jellyfish, or sea nettle, was very sad. She had accidentally stung a human girl. She would never do that on purpose. Jordan wanted to get home as quickly as possible. She got lost with all the commotion at the beach. Jordan's home was near Mayo Beach, which was a long way from Sandy Point. But which way should she go? Which of these animals in the Chesapeake Bay could help Jordan find her way home? Since Jordan was an underwater creature, maybe it would be another underwater creature, like a crab, fish, clam, or another jellyfish. Jordan swam in the direction she thought was the way, but she wasn't sure. What if she swam and swam for days and never found her way home? Would she have to make a new home for herself? She would never see her family or friends again. Would she have to make new friends? What if she couldn't find her favorite foods? Would she have to learn to eat something else? Jordan swam for a while, and the water seemed warmer. The water was so beautiful and clean here. Jordan saw lots of oysters. She heard they cleaned the bay, and she was thankful for their help. Oscar the oyster was swimming by, but he didn't have time to chat with Jordan. There were schools of fish, and crabs were swimming on the bottom of the bay. What a nice place to live if she couldn't find her way home. Then she saw something shining below her. She swam lower to see what it was. Could it be something to help her find her way home? She swam closer. Then she was scared. What if this was something that would hurt her? What if it was another human? But she was curious, so she swam closer. Then she noticed there were more than one. There were thousands of tiny, shiny fish. It was a school of bay anchovies, and they were eating fish larvae. Even though Jordan was still scared, she wanted to find out if the anchovies could help her. So she asked the largest fish if he knew the direction of Mayo Beach. The anchovy said his name was Arthur, and Jordan introduced herself. Arthur pointed to the direction he thought it was, and it was the same direction that Jordan was swimming. So she was happy again. Jordan enjoyed swimming with the anchovies for a while. "Why do your tentacles look so different, Arthur?" asked Jordan. "These are fins. They help me swim," said Arthur. Then Jordan saw the anchovies swimming away very quickly. She was very scared. What could make them swim so quickly? Arthur was scared, too. Arthur said he saw a huge striped bass. He had seen this bass eat other anchovies, and he didn't want any part of it. So Arthur told Jordan to follow him to a tiny crack in a cave. Arthur fit into the cave, but Jordan was too big. Arthur hid in the cave as the other anchovies swam away in fright. The bass wasn't being nice to her new friend, Arthur. Jordan just had to help him. But how could she help? Then Jordan had an idea. She swam away from the cave as fast as she could, and the bass followed her. Will the bass be mean to her too? Arthur was able to swim away unharmed, and he found his school. The bass was getting so close to her, and Jordan was very scared. Then, all of a sudden, there was a huge splash. The bass swam away, and Jordan was safe again. A woman was fishing from the pier near the Chesapeake Bay Bridge. Her foot got tangled in fishing line, and she was barefoot. She stepped on a fish hook and fell into the water. Jordan felt badly about stinging the little girl at the beach, so she wanted to help. As Jordan swam closer, she noticed the woman was swimming away. Maybe the woman heard that jellyfish sting humans. Jordan didn't want to scare her or sting her, but she wanted to help. Jordan just kept swimming towards her, and the woman just kept swimming closer to the beach. The woman climbed onto the rocks near the bridge to rest. Jordan could hear men yelling from the pier to the woman, saying they were coming down to help her. The woman could walk up the hill with their assistance. Jordan thought she had made another friend, but the woman needed medical help and she needed to get back to her family. Family! Jordan's family must be worried sick. She continued on her journey to find her home, but which direction should she go now? She got lost when the bass was chasing her. She spotted the school of anchovies and her new friend Arthur, so she knew she was going in the right direction. Jordan started getting very hungry. At home, she would eat comb jellies and other creatures, but could she find them here in this strange place? Jordan found some comb jellies to eat. While she was enjoying her meal, she watched a school of colorful fish swimming. They reminded her of when she raced with friends near her home. Then Jordan felt something suddenly move under her. She was being gently lifted into a net with lots of other fish. Then she was placed on the deck of a waterman's boat. How was she supposed to get back into the water? Then she heard a boy laughing, and the sound got louder and louder. There was a stomping sound on the deck. The boy was chasing his dog towards her and the other fish that were caught in the net. A man was yelling, "Stop! Don't run, Kyle!" But it was too late. The boy slipped on the wet deck and pushed the net full of fish, including Jordan, back into the water. Phew! Jordan was happy again. The fish and Jordan were still entangled in the net. How could they get out? Jordan noticed the dog was in the water, too. The people on the boat were yelling for the dog, but the dog had no way to get back onto the boat. The man jumped into the water to rescue the dog, but before the man could get him, the dog panicked and cut a hole in the net with his claws. All the fish, including Jordan, escaped and swam away in fright. The man got the dog back onto the boat safely. Jordan needed to find help so she could get home, but maybe the boat had helped her after all. Maybe the boat got her closer to her home near Mayo Beach. She looked for the Chesapeake Bay Bridge to see if she was still close to it, but to her surprise, it was nowhere in sight. She must be getting closer to her home. She just knew it. It was getting dark, and Jordan was tired. She could see the moon shining through the water. She had a very rough day. She stung a girl, got lost, made a friend, was chased by a striped bass, helped a woman, was caught in a net, and then she was rescued by a dog. What else was going to happen before she found her way home? She couldn't think about that right now. If she was going to find her way home, she needed to rest. But where would she be safe for the night? Then she remembered Arthur hiding in a crack in the cave when the bass was chasing them. She looked for a cave to hide. Jordan remembered arguing with her brother that morning, and she felt sad. She missed her family. What is that huge shadow? It was getting bigger and bigger. It was a turtle, and it was getting very close to Jordan. Jordan was very scared again, but she wanted to be brave. She swam as fast as she could to get away from the turtle. She swam in and out of the portholes of an old boat that looked like it had been there forever. She swam what seemed like a very long time, and the turtle was close behind her the whole time. There were lots of treasures on the boat, but Jordan didn't have time to stop and look. She was too busy trying to get away from the turtle. Curtis, the blue crab, was watching Jordan being chased by the turtle, and he wanted to help her. Curtis swam close to the turtle, stopped in front of him so the turtle could see him, and then Curtis opened his claws to scare the turtle. But Curtis didn't have to do anything. The turtle was scared and swam away quickly. Phew! Curtis saved Jordan. Wow! That was close! My name is Curtis. Who are you and what were you looking for? Said Curtis. Thanks so much for helping me, Curtis. My name is Jordan, and I am trying to find my way home to Mayo Beach. I am tired, and I was trying to find a place to rest for the night. Will you please help me? Said Jordan. I sleep in the mud at the bottom of the bay. You are welcome to stay with me, said Curtis. I don't sleep in the mud, but I would feel safer if I rested near you, said Jordan. How did you get lost? Said Curtis. I was arguing with my brother this morning, and he pushed me. I was caught in the current and drifted away. I even stung a little girl at the beach today. I feel so badly about hurting her, said Jordan. Don't worry. Sea nettle stings aren't dangerous. The little girl was uncomfortable for a few hours, but she is probably fine now, said Curtis. I'm glad she will be okay, said Jordan. Why do your tentacles look so different, Curtis? Asked Jordan. These aren't tentacles. They are claws. I use them to open clam shells, said Curtis, and scare away big turtles, Jordan said with a smile. As Jordan rested while Curtis snuggled into the mud to sleep, she remembered the argument with her brother that morning. They argued about who had the longest tentacles, he or Jordan. What a stupid thing to argue over, she thought to herself. She also thought that you shouldn't argue with loved ones. Sure, there will be disagreements and different opinions, but everyone is entitled to their choices. Now she didn't know if she would ever get home. Jordan didn't sleep very well, but she rested near Curtis all night, and she felt safe. The morning brought thoughts of new adventures. Would she meet some new friends to help her? Would she finally find her way home today? Jordan missed her dad the most. He was strong and kind. Her dad helped her to learn to hunt and make a nest. She missed her mom and her brother, too. Jordan had a pet ghost anemone named Angel. Angel kept Jordan calm and taught Jordan to be helpful to her family. Curtis woke up and told Jordan that it was time to leave. She needed to find her way home today. The longer she was gone, the more chance there was that she would get hurt or never find her way home. But first, Curtis and Jordan wanted a little fun. They raced to the pier and back. Then she said goodbye to Curtis and thanked him for his help. The sun was shining and Jordan could hear people laughing and splashing in the water. She must be near a beach. But could it be Mayo Beach? Nothing looked familiar, so she knew it couldn't be her home. But what Jordan didn't know was that it was Mayo Beach. Her home was on the other side of the bay. She finally made it there. Jordan swam closer to the pier where people were catching crabs. She wanted to see if anything looked familiar or if she'd some help. Two children and a man were crabbing with strings. They had already caught several large blue crabs. The crabs were alive in an orange bucket on the pier. The boy threw the string into the water to catch another crab. A large blue crab was tugging on the string. The boy lifted the string to catch the crab in his net. Oh, no! Curtis was on the end of the string. Jordan had to help her friend. She panicked and swam closer to the pier. But how could she help him? She couldn't get out of the water or she would dry up. Maybe David the duck could help, but David was with his family and didn't want to be disturbed. Then she saw a huge shadow moving on the pier. Overhead was a huge osprey. It was Olivia, and she was looking for a meal, and a blue crab was just what she wanted to bring home to her family. But Olivia and Curtis were friends. Curtis helped her a long time ago, and Olivia never forgot. So Olivia flew in closer and closer. She was able to get close enough to the boy, so he was scared and dropped the string. Curtis dropped into the water and escaped. Olivia skimmed the water and caught a fish. She went back to her nest on the post in the bay. She had two hungry babies waiting for their meal. But Jordan still didn't know how to get home. Curtis swam over to the post where Olivia was feeding her babies. Olivia, do you know where Mayo Beach is? Asked Curtis. Olivia looked around and saw a sign in the sand. It read, Mayo Beach. There it is right there, Curtis, she said. Curtis was so excited to finally help Jordan get home. He thanked Olivia for helping and tried to find Jordan to tell her. But Jordan had already found her way home. Her brother Jeremy saw the commotion between the crab and the osprey, and he wanted to check it out. He saw Jordan watching in the water. Jeremy quickly swam to Jordan. Jeremy! Jordan screamed with happiness. Jordan was so happy to see her brother again, and she gave him a big hug. Jeremy said he was sorry for arguing and pushing her, and he would try to never do that again. Jeremy told Jordan that their mom had dinner ready, so they needed to get back home quickly. Jordan said, let's go, I'm starving. You are always hungry, Jordan, said Jeremy. Well, I am a growing jellyfish, Jordan said with a giggle. She remembered that Curtis helped her, so she wanted to say goodbye to him, but he had already seen that Jordan was home, so he went home too. Curtis lived with his family in a gorgeous part of Mayo Beach. He enjoyed helping the creatures of the bay and hearing music play during weddings at the beach. Curtis and Jordan will always be friends, and now they were neighbors. They will see each other again very soon. Jordan and Jeremy went home. Their parents were so happy that Jordan was back safely. Jordan told her family all about her Chesapeake Bay adventure and how her friends, Arthur the anchovy, Curtis the crab, and Olivia the osprey, helped her. Angel was extra happy to see her because Angel wanted to be fed, and Jordan was the only one who could find Angel's favorite treat. The end.
Awesome. I loved your story. It was such a great story, Author Cindy
Thank
Freeland.
You. Thank you.
Thank you. And Author Cindy Freeland, I think the bedtime babies are asleep now.
Okay.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks very much, Vanessa.
Have a good night.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Parents, grandparents, guardians, thank you for joining us tonight on Bedtime Babies with our author, Cindy Freeland, and she read the beautiful story of Jordan and the Jellyfish. We would like to have you back again next week for the reading of, actually the interview with author Karen Molina. And Karen Molina will be reading her story next week, and it's a good one, so stay tuned, and we'll love to have you back again. And I would like you to know who your host is. I am author Vanessa Santiago German. I am also a children's book author. I can be found on www.busybchildrensboutique.webs.com. And I have some awesome children's books that you can read as well. Thank you for joining us again on Bedtime Babies. Have a good night. Bye-bye, babies.